Amen. All right. Appreciate that, choir. Hey, if you're here tonight and your sin has not been paid, it's available.
Yes, sir.
You owe a debt you cannot pay. Hallelujah for the cross. Luke chapter number 8 tonight. That's all our story, that song. Man, I love that song. Luke chapter number 8, starting in verse 4. I don't think the message will be long tonight, but it will have one point that I hope will get a hold of us. Luke chapter number 8 and verse 4, "And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake a parable." Christ is teaching a lesson here, but he's using earthly things to reveal a spiritual principle. It says, "The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it." He goes on to say, "And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit in hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.'" Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, although we can be attentive to sound, God, I pray that our hearts would be attentive to the message here tonight. That as you cried that day, that he that hath ears, let him hear. God, that you would speak to our hearts through this passage. And God, help us to examine our hearts here tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. In this passage, there are four different types of soil or ground in which the seed fell upon. Again, this is a parable, so he's kind of talking about a farming type of problem, if you will. And he brings to attention four different areas in which the seed can fall upon. The first one was by the wayside, the second upon the rock, third amongst thorns, and then the fourth among good ground. Now, if things are going to go well, you need good ground. But we're going to draw our attention to one area here. "And some fell upon a rock." Verse 6. Some of the seed falls on a hard surface. I was walking the other day and trying to come up out of the... along the roadside are some flowers and wildflowers. And some of those same type of flowers are trying to grow out of the asphalt. Have you seen that? Where I don't know how that all works, but somehow seed gets down in there. And it's the same flower as the one that's flourishing off into the good ground. But here it is. It's wilted. It's a portion of the size. It's not as vibrant. It's just hurting. And you know... really thinking about all this. And all the same seed, it fell amongst all the same elements. Follow me, if you will, for a moment. They all had sun, they all had water, but what determined whether the seed would grow is by what it got into. And you know, our hearts are like that. You know, we're all in the same elements, if you will. We all have the Word of God. We all have the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. But why is it so? Why are our hearts susceptible to become hardened? Now, this isn't just for, oh, this is for new believers. No. This is for rich, poor, young, old, man, woman. This is for all of us. Whether you've been saved just a short amount of time or a long period of time, this is something that we regularly have to take into evaluation in our own personal life. I was thinking of Mrs. K, and she's getting ready to go to that cardiologist, just getting things looked at. And eventually, the older we get, Brother Sutliff, we might find ourselves at the other end of a stethoscope listening to our heart. Amen. It wouldn't be bad to sit in front of the heart doctor tonight and ask the Lord Jesus Christ this question: has my heart become hard? Say, no, brother, pastor, I'm saved. I don't doubt that. But when good seed hits hard soil, listen now, you're going to stop growing. Hey, remember when you first trusted Christ? Man, you would consume the Word of God as much as you could. Change your music, your friends, the things that you did. What happened? Your heart was so open to the Word of God. Have you stopped growing in the Lord? Well, what else do you want me to do? I've been saved for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. If you've stopped growing, I'll tell you why. It's because your ground is hard. Because somewhere you have allowed your heart to get hard. Hardness of heart describes a negative condition in which the person ignores, spurns, and rejects the gracious offer of God to be part of his life or her life. We always need to be aware of this possible condition with our walk with the Lord. Say, how do I know if my heart is hardened? It's not like I can take it out, take out a loaf of bread, maybe. So in our house, we have a cabinet that has the bread, and it keeps it all the bread. And we close it because we also have animals, just one, that likes to eat loaves of bread at a time. And so we put that up above, and we close the door. And sometimes you don't realize it, and you take a loaf of bread out that looks, Anna, good. But then you tap it on the counter and it is like rock solid. Hey, you could look all right, but your heart could be rock solid. So tonight, there's two parts to this. The evaluation is my heart hardened, and then how to solve that problem. One sure way that if your heart is hardened against the things of God, you'll be rebellious against God. And these will be quick, I promise you. In Jeremiah chapter number 5, the prophet warns the people that a rebellious heart will not, does not, cannot fear the Lord. A hardened heart will be rebellious against the things of God, will miss out what God is doing around them. Hardened heart is a selfish heart. Rebellious against the Word of God and God Himself. What Christian wants to be there? No one wants to be there. But do you understand, in our own life, there are opportunities where we could allow our heart to get hard towards God Himself. So how do I know? Number one, am I rebellious against God? When God tugs at your heart and touches your heart, do you push back and say no? Pharaoh's heart was hardened. How do we know that? Because he failed to see what God was doing with Israel. What should Pharaoh have done? Hey, here you go. How can we help you get to the next stop? No. His heart was hardened. And he was rebellious against God to his own demise. I'm going to ask you tonight, do you fail to see what God is doing around you? If I ask tonight, hey, what's God doing around you? And your answer is nothing. He's doing stuff, you're just not seeing it. What happened? Your heart got hard. I'm not saying it's a rock. I'm not saying it's diamond level, carbide, unpenetrable, but it could be hardening. They're the things that used to break your heart about spiritual things not affect you anymore. Has your heart been rebellious, number one, against God? That when God says, hey, this is how it is, this is what I want, I don't really fear that. If you have no fear of the Lord, your heart is hardening. Number two, if you lack compassion. Compassion is care, love, mercy, grace. If those things are hard attributes for you to show towards people, then maybe your heart is hardening. James 2, let's look there. We all want to convince ourselves, no, we're good. But when we start looking at some of these things, if some of these things start to describe you, just even a little bit, can I warn you against that? Not compassionate, not merciful. Look at James 2:13. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. Do you understand that there's a way that we could look at somebody and say, I don't think you deserve mercy. Who are you? And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What a dangerous viewpoint. Hey, if that's your thought, that group of people, that guy, that lady, no compassion, no mercy, your heart has been hardened. You may look all right, but when touched, what touches your heart? Well, I'm just not an emotional person. I understand. I get it. But there ought to be some things that touch your heart. Spiritual things ought to touch your heart. People not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior ought to touch your heart. If you're callous to the lost people of society, and you could care less whether they go to hell or not, your heart has been hardened. Point number three. Are you unthankful? A hardened heart will show signs of ingratitude, not being appreciative. This morning we talked about how great it is to be a child of God. What was it? I won't preach it again. I just finished a few minutes ago. My children are like, Dad, what was that? That was long. 12:30, kids were crying. And, you know, nursery workers were crying. Anyways. Redeemed by the blood of Christ, sins were forgiven. Now we have purpose. We know the will of God for our life. We've been given the word of truth. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And we have an eternal inheritance. Does that make you grateful, thankful, appreciative to God? You want to take some inventory even personally in your life? Just look at, do you have these mentality of I'm owed? That's a good sign that you're unthankful. And that's unfortunately, an ideal indicator that your heart has been hardened. Ever meet someone that's appreciative? Makes you want to do more for that person, doesn't it? Ever meet someone that's unthankful? See, the Lord's so good to us. He even blesses us, the Bible says, when we're unthankful. He's kind to us, it says, even when we're unthankful. But let's take a look at our own heart tonight. the seed was sown, the elements were all the same. We have the Word of God, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. But why do some grow and some do not? I'll tell you exactly why. Because of your heart. Are you rebellious against God? Are you merciless? Are you unthankful? Fourthly, and lastly, for the first point, a hard heart is seamed when we become prayerless. When you stop talking to the Lord, when you stop asking the Lord, when you stop seeking the Lord, when you stop taking steps of faith. Hey, prayer and faith go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. When faith is no longer on your radar, that means prayer means nothing anymore. That means your heart has been hardened. Well, I'm a good person. I didn't say you weren't a good person. I provide for my family. I'm kind to my children. I'm this, I'm that. I'm a faithful member at church. Hey, but is your heart hardened? That when the Word of God is preached and the seed is sown, that it simply withers upon your heart. Each one of us is responsible for our own heart. We can't blame anybody else. But if you become prayerless, you will stop talking to the Lord. That's what prayer is. And you'll stop seeking God and you'll stop caring about the things of God. It's just an indicator that your heart has been hardened. Say, Pastor, I see some of those things in each one of those points to some degree. What can I do? Well, the solution is this. Point number two. Go to Ezekiel chapter 36. There's a principle here. Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. You can pray for a softer heart. Hey, if prayerlessness is an indicator of a hard heart, then maybe just hit my knees a little bit more. A couple weeks ago, we had Friend Day. Maybe in your own home, maybe you came out to church a couple times and you just prayed to God a little bit more about that special service. Maybe with your family at night instead of coming out and spending gas and time and you just held hands together and prayed that God would do a mighty thing in our midst and maybe someone would come and hear the gospel and be touched in their heart. And man, that, I don't know about you, but that service was a little bit sweeter. Why was that? It's probably because you are a little more dedicated to prayer, which softens your heart. That makes the seed take root. It's not for lack of seed. It's for the hard soil. We have a very little garden. We have a little triangle thing. That's where we put our vegetables. We have 3 cucumbers, 2 pepper plants, and then 3 more pepper plants. That's what we got. I don't know why there's 2 and then 3. I don't know if they're different or not. We'll see when they come out. And then we step across the walkway, and we have another little garden over here. Hudson has grown his flowers from seed. I invite you to come over and see. They're beautiful. What are those things? You're lying, but okay, fine. Lying in church. All right, very good. That's fine. You might want to all move down. I'm just saying, lightning right there. Okay, so he's got his flowers there, and stuff is growing, and it's beautiful, and Mrs. Russo loves it, and she goes out and just commends him, and we enjoy looking at that. And then we go over, and we have a couple tomato plants. Before we put anything in the ground, you know what we do? We take a claw, we take a shovel, and we dig up the ground. We make the ground soft. Starting in March, Hudson's out there just turning the soil over every day. There's nothing in it. He's just softening up the ground. That when we plant stuff, it's ready. Say, what do I do when I have a hard heart? You ask God for a softened heart. Say, can he do that? And Ezekiel 36:26 tells us he can. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away, look, the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. He says, I'll take the hard heart away, and I'll give you a soft heart. Great example that I remember seeing growing up was a man by the name of Ray Steffenhagen. Mr. Steffenhagen, growing up, had this testimony. He grew up in an alcoholic's home. He struggled with alcohol himself, and he was a hard man. And then the Lord Jesus Christ came into his life. And if that man ever had an opportunity to pray, tears would flow. What happened? A hard heart was taken out, and a soft heart was replaced. Say, could God do that for me? He could do it for a nation. He could do it for you. Pray for a soft heart. Look at Jeremiah 23. Sometimes the softening of the ground is a violent process. That first time after the all the snow has packed down that soil and rocks have kind of molded in there, that first go, you got to hit it with water. You got to hit it with shovels. You're hitting it. Look at Jeremiah 23 and verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Hey, the Word of God has a way of just coming in like a hammer, taking that hard heart and breaking it soft. Say, what do I do if I have a hard heart? Maybe you pray that God would soften it. Hey, I'm telling you, when you have a soft heart, you could read anywhere and it just hits right. Point number two. We have four of these. We had four problems. We have four solutions. Again, the problems were a rebellious, not compassionate, unthankful, prayerless. So far, the solution, number one, pray for a softer heart. Number two, get closer to God. James chapter number 4. Say, what does that do? Well, the problem is that you're not seeing things right. A hard heart messes up how you see things. And if you want to see things compassionately, get close to Jesus. Look at what it says in James chapter number 4 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God. Hey, how is it that some people can sit in a service with the preached word of God, they got tears coming down, they hit the altar, and some folded hands could care nothing less because it's a hard heart versus a soft heart. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify what? Your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Hey, how do I soften my heart? You draw nigh to God. Get close to the Lord. I'm telling you, you spend time with God. You spend time in His Word. You spend time around the Lord. He has a way of making your hard heart compassionate. Getting closer to God will soften and humble your heart. Point number three, Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Maybe this should have been our first solution. But I think sometimes when we have a hard heart, it's hard to see things right. I think asking the Lord, I think that's the best solution. God, will you just soften my heart? Because God can do that. Sometimes He comes in with a hammer. Sometimes He comes in with surgery and just whoop, swaps it out. Psalm 95, look at verse 7. For He is our God and we are His people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, kind of similar to what we just read in Luke, God's telling us the answer. We just got to listen. Look at what it says. Harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. You know what that word provocation means? Neither did I. And I looked it up. It means something that excites anger. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. So what's the point here? How do I fix my hard heart? Understand what it is that's hardening your heart. Again, I told you, if you go home and you take a loaf of bread and you just leave it on the counter, maybe you leave in the morning, by the time you come back, that thing you could use as a hockey puck. You need to wrap that thing. Identify the problem. What's the problem here? Is in the provocation. What gets you angry? Hey, you need to fix that. Anger is not something that you should learn to live with. Anger is something you should learn to resolve. It will be detrimental to you and your family. It will hurt all around you. And an angry person has a hard heart. Temptation, what does it say? And as in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Sin will harden your heart. So what's hardening your heart? Hey, we each have our own heart. And what bothers me is something different than what bothers you. There's things that Sarah asked me, she goes, doesn't that bother you? And no, that doesn't bother me. She goes, that bothers me to no end. I said, well, it doesn't bother me. And then I'll ask her, doesn't that bother you? What bother me? That right there. There are things that touch my heart or harden my heart. How about you? Can you identify it in your life? Brings us to our last point. Ask for forgiveness. Does this mean I have to make right with people? No, you need to ask God to forgive you of having a hard heart. Go to God Himself. God, I'm sorry, you're trying to get my attention, and I really just didn't even care. I was so self-consumed that I allowed my heart to get hard to you. Understand what is hardening your heart, and then ask the Lord to forgive you. Let's look at two verses here. Psalm 19. Psalm 19, look at verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou, Psalm 19 and verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Great question, right? That's the question. Can you understand your error? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Hey, if sin's a problem and sin hardens your heart, maybe you just need to ask the Lord, Lord, is there sin in my heart? Lord, I might be missing something. Will you cleanse thou me from secret faults? See, what do you mean secret faults? The faults that you know about. Psalm 25 and verse 11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. That's David talking. He says, God, would you forgive me? Because I'm a great sinner. Why would David say this? Because he wanted to keep a soft heart towards the things of God. Sin will harden your heart. You have to identify it and then ask for forgiveness. No one is above this message. No one is above this thought. That's why Jesus said, hey, I want to teach you a principle here. And if you can hear this and you can make some application to it, you'll be better. This will be a blessing to you. He said there's four kinds of seed or four kinds of ground that the seed falls upon. By the wayside, it gets trodden under the foot of men. But there's some good seed that falls among hard ground and it doesn't grow. And we can be in a good church and have good Sunday school classes and good teachers and not grow. Why? Because we allow our heart to get hard. Let's all stand. I ask you tonight to go to the cardiologist. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Would you please soften my heart? Lord, I want to get closer to Thee. Heavenly Father, I ask You to bless this time of invitation now. Lord, I pray that You'd work in our midst. Lord, we are all so susceptible to this. God, guard our hearts. Lord, as the kids sang tonight, Lord, crucify our hearts. Lord, if we need to make right with You, I ask You to bless this time of invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. As the music plays, would you consider the message here tonight? Have you allowed your heart to get hardened?